and hauled it down here to the church and buried it. Everybody was done that way then.
Gosh.
They didn't go to town and buy coffins.
Mm-hmm.
Made them themselves. A lot of the men were pretty good carpenters.
Mm-hmm. What did you call a ceremony at the cemetery?
I don't know.
Or you say when he died, everybody went to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you call that
rheumatism.
And this is a very severe sore throat. Children used to choke up in the night and die from it.
Meningitis.
Or
diphtheria. Diphtheria.
Okay. And a disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation.
Appendicitis.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
No. That's all I know. Appendix.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be taken out. Appendicitis.
And say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to
spit up or you had to throw up.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Vomit.
Does vomit sound cruder to say than throw up?
I believe it does.
What about a really crude way of saying that?
I don't know.
Well, you say if a person threw up, you'd say he was sick?
At the stomach.
And say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house, seeing her a lot, you'd say that he was
courting her.
Okay. And he would be called her
steady.
Is that what they used to call
her? Beau.
Uh-huh. And she would be his
sweetheart.
Okay. And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she
had turned him down. She wasn't going to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
She was probably going with someone else. Now, I don't know, just.
You say, well, he asked her to marry him, but she
refused him.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke up with him.
Okay. And this may, I don't know if this was before your time or whether they had this in this area or not, but do you remember ever hearing about if people in town would get married, people in the community would get married, other people would make a lot of noise, ring cowbells and fire off rifles and maybe take the groom out and ride him on a rail? Or
no, we never did do that here.
Okay. Do you ever heard of something called a shivery or serenade or belling? Or?
I've heard of serenades, yes.
As being a celebration, though? Or?
Yes, a group would go and sing around in front of the house.
Uh-huh.
And call that serenading them.
Mm-hmm. And say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole shooting match.
Okay. And say if young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a
dancing.
Okay. Do you remember there being different kinds of dances?
Yes, I remember the two-step and the waltz.
Uh-huh. What about old-fashioned dances that they'd hold at home?
That was a Virginia reel.
Mm-hmm. What about, you mentioned a minute ago, they arrested the whole
shooting match.
What does that mean?
That mean everybody there.
Any other expression like that?
I can't think of any more right now.
Shooting?
Shooting match.
Like shoot a gun?
Mm-hmm. I guess so. I don't know.